Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have an 8-year-old grandson who a couple of weeks ago had surgery for a ruptured appendix.
Ow.
And they gave him a couple of big antibiotics, including vancomycin. And he spent 11 days in the hospital. They sent him home, and he's got a recurrence now of Clostridium difficile. And my daughter is reluctant. They want to give him the vancomycin again.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is reluctant. And okay, we're wondering if there was something alternative.
Well, I'd be reluctant too, sir, because any of the antibiotics, the Indian mycin, M-Y-C-I-N, they all chelate a mineral called manganese. And by chelate, that means they grab it like a claw and they won't let go. And if one gives a mycin patent medicine, or formerly patent medicine, to an experimental animal that's pregnant, its baby is likely to be born deaf and with kidney failure because so much manganese has been chelated, and that can cause deafness and kidney failure. I don't like mycins. So the first thing I would do is ask the doctors, isn't there another antibiotic? Now, look, I'm not an expert on burst appendices, so I can't say I could choose which antibiotic might be better. I can tell you which one I think is worse, and that's anything ending in mycin, sir. So, anyway,
well,
he's already
in this case, what she's trying to deal with now is the C. diff.
I understand, but there must be. I'm not an expert on what germs there happen with burst appendices, but there's got to be at least one other antibiotic in the world that kills those germs and doesn't end with MYCIN.
Okay. Are there any natural things that she can do in the meantime?
None that I know that have been researched against, again, the occurrence of a burst appendix, but having said that, there are several that are definite antibiotic killers. One is berberine. Some Chinese researchers did a very careful study of every microorganism in animals' guts, and they fed those animals berberine. And guess what? They reported that the bad guy germs were all killed and the good guy germs were left alone. Now, does that apply to burst appendix specifically? No, but berberine is an antimicrobial. Now, oregano is another one. And one can get oregano, it's oregano oil, but one can get oregano oil in a tablet. How'd they get the oil into a tablet? By emulsifying it, and that way it doesn't burn your mouth, because oregano oil sure does if you take it as oil. And so you can swallow that one, and when it melts in the tummy, then it's oil, and it also kills germs. It's been around for, a couple thousand years in folk medicine in Asia because it's so well known to kill germs. Berberine was originally researched in China, but oddly enough, the plants that have it grow worldwide. So those are two things I'd look at right away, sir.
Okay.
I'd be using them in the meantime while I talk to the doctors about some antibiotic that doesn't end in MYCIN and is likely to have such bad side effects. Now, this is a boy, so I'm going to not ramble on, but I'm going to tell you one other thing. If a boy gets depleted in manganese, he's not going to have much testosterone when he's older. No kidding, because manganese in the brain leads to the production of the signal molecule that sets off the whole chain of making testosterone.
Oh, boy. All right, I will pass that on to her then. That's very helpful.
All right, sir, but I wish I was more of an expert on the specific antibiotics. You will have to check with the doctors about that.
This is very helpful. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome, sir.